This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
That's right. I'm back. A bad rash. They never really go away. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE. Yes, I did say that. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that we're spending together, that you're involved, that I'm involved, that you're asking questions. And you can ask questions up in the chat room. You can find that on TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. As I said earlier, our hearts and prayers go out to those families that were affected by the Atlanta shooting. And I'm sure there's a lot more coming. I always say to you the same thing. When it happens, we don't comment much about it. And the reason that is you don't really know what's going on. You got all kinds of speculations of people talking about what's happening, who did what, why they did it. He was a quiet man. You know, that's what we're hearing now, too. Who knew? Well, somebody knew. Somebody knew around him. Somebody knew. It's no different than what's looking. I know it's different from a killing standpoint, but it's no different than what Cuomo. You cannot tell me this man has been a power that long and absolutely nobody knew what he was doing? Are you serious? No, I think to coin a or to grab a coin phrase, I mean, his chickens are coming home to roost. He was such a thug for so long. He operated in the 1950s mafia style for so long that now when there's a crack, the Dems he had under thumb are now coming after him. And that's what happens. You can't keep, it's so different in this country, you can't keep people squeezed that long. You can't keep them under your thumb that long and expect to get away with it. No joke, seriously. Anyhow, Cuomo's Inner Circle circulated a letter that the governor helped to draft, you know, and he was looking to tarnish one of his accusers. And this didn't just happen yesterday. He said, and this is how they operate. This isn't, I told you, the mafia has nothing on the Democrat Party. Nothing. All right? Matter of fact, mafia, I think, took lessons from the Democrat Party. So New York Governor Andy Cuomo is reportedly involved in the writing of a letter. And as Inner Circle had passed around, right, basically accusing and tearing apart his former staffer, Lindsay Bolden. Now, she accused the governor of sexual harassment and repeated unwanted advances. Now, the letter, according to the New York Times, suggested that Bolden's accusations were premeditated and politically motivated. It reportedly, of course they were, right? I mean, that's the way to cover yourself. But I guess, what, 8, 9, 10 and more to follow of these women were all politically motivated? I don't think so. They reportedly revealed that personnel complaints filed against her and attempted to link her to supporters of that guy. Remember the bad orange man? Trump. Weaponizing a claim of sexual harassment for personal political gain or to achieve notoriety can't be tolerated, the letter concluded. And it goes on to say the false claims demeaned the veracity of credible claims. Well, Really, Cuomo? When have you taken these credible claims and worked with them? Actually made something happen? This whole Me Too, like I said, the whole Me Too movement from a Hollywood perspective is a joke. Where are these people? Why aren't they screaming? Why aren't they speaking out? Why didn't Joe's accusers get time? Right away, the Washington Post and others went to work to discredit Joey B's accusers. They would never done that for Trump or to Trump. No, because he's guilty. He's guilty before anybody says he did it. What a difference, right? But we let these papers get power. We let Facebook get power. We let Twitter get power. The initial idea at the resources told the Times was to have former Cuomo aides, particularly women, sign a letter before releasing it publicly. One of those sources said that Cuomo was directly involved with the letter itself in drafting it. Aides emailed the draft letter to former advisors before it was circulated more widely. But the letter was never publicly released. They were just trying to get it released internally for the moment. Now, Boylan, 36, was a former aide to Cuomo, was the first of more than coming up on a dozen accusers to go public. She wrote an essay on the website Medium last month in which she quoted Cuomo saying to her, "Hey, let's play strip poker," and kissing her without consent. Isn't this great? This is how these guys operate, and they blame Republicans for it. Right, you know, and I've got to go there because she's still doing it. If you guys catch Katie Hill up on Twitter talking about all the nasties that guys do, how they're bad and nasty the Republicans are. Well, let me see what's going on here. Cuomo, a staunch Republican. No, he's not. Joey B., another one. Kamala Harris, who she's good friends with, or says she is. Here's people that have either committed sexual assault and or accused others of sexual assault and then backed away from it for political reasons. They'll never admit to that. Once again, a victim of sexual harassment who has the courage to come forward and tell her story is now being beat on by the left, the same people who say Me Too no matter what, right? I mean, it is seriously skewed. And they don't care. Just like everything else, they don't love the country, and they don't care about you women. Whether you want to hear it or not, whether you want to believe it or not, they do not care about you women. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sam Sorbo joins me after the break, and really, it's all about our warriors. Where are you people? Where are the warriors? I want to know where you're at. And if you're hiding in the closet, come on out, because we need you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to avidbiotechs.trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We're back at it again. I haven't had this lady on for quite some time, and I love having her on with me. And, you know, she said some words to me a long time ago at a special event that we were having, a prayer breakfast. And, you know, we see what's happening in education today. And, you know, I'm screaming from the hills. I'm part, I hate to say this, I am part of public education. But you know what? The reality is, for my Christian friends, for my conservative friends, she said, why do you send your children to Caesar to be educated? And it has been ringing in my head probably close to 8 years now. And she's so right. But the other side of that coin is, why do you keep electing heathens to teach your kids to embrace Caesarism, if you would? Sam Sorbo joins me. She's a wife, a mother, an author, and show host, and so much more. And Sam, thank you for being with me.
Thanks so much for having me. And I've changed it. It's, why are you sending your children to Molech?
Ooh, I like that.
Well, Christians, what we have to understand is that our schools are teaching anti-biblical, anti-Christian propaganda. And so it's not enough to say, well, I'll give them church and then they can go to school. They're getting the anti-church at school. And so if you think that 1 hour a week or 2 hours a week and a little bit of conversation in the car is going to somehow offset nearly 40 hours a week of the indoctrination that happens in our schools, you're going to lose that battle.
Oh, I agree with you. The common thing I hear from parents when I reach out to them is, I'll fix it when they get home. And you say, but you don't. You're busy. Most parents spend less than an hour a day with their children. Well, to your point, they're 8 hours in school all day. They're hearing and seeing all those social issues that most conservative parents, most Christian parents would not approve of. And right. My mantra from the dais is always, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic, and stop trying to teach my kid moral values, right?
Right. Well,
they do?
The object of education used to be teaching truth, beauty, and goodness, the discernment of truth, beauty, and goodness. The education system now teaches the exact opposite. There is no objective truth. Beauty is simply in the eyes of the beholder, and therefore everything is good or nothing is good, which is the same thing. So they're actually teaching us not to discern, not to be educated. In fact, now I'm saying that they're schooling and not educating. And so if you're a parent and you say, well, I can't homeschool because I don't know how. But you went to high school, you graduated high school, right? But you don't know how to teach your child. Then you weren't educated. You were schooled. And so I would encourage you not to send your child back into the same institution that, you know, turned out the likes of you.
Well, you know, you're right. You're exactly right. But it's true. You're right. I mean, I slid through. They couldn't wait to get rid of me out of high school. So there were a lot of things I suffered through and had to learn on my own. And most parents, you know, I know a lot of homeschool parents, and you do too. And most of those parents started off the same way. They really thought that they had no clue and that they had no chance. And once they got into it, once they got some encouragement, once they got some help, they did a great job. But that's the first thing, is the stepping off. And that's one of the things you used to push or talk about a lot in the early days, how you can do it too. And this distance learning has also been a good thing from a standpoint of parents are finally seeing what their kids are being taught in school and how the teachers are. I mean, have you heard the same thing from some of the people you know?
Yeah, in fact, there wasn't it a school board in California. They had a meeting and they didn't realize that they were still being being recorded or you know, being listened to.
That was great.
Disparaging the parents, and you know, when you're sending your child to somebody who disdains you, who literally has disdain for you, but the child is there for 8 hours a day. And mind you, your tacit approval you've given when you put your child in the school, the child thinks you know what you're doing. And so the child says, okay, mommy says that this person is the person I'm supposed to listen to. And that person is saying, mommy's stupid, then mommy's stupid.
Right.
And so when parents are saying, oh, the teenage years are the worst, by the way, I'm testifying they are not the worst, they're the best. My teenagers are amazing people, and I'm so blessed to know them, and I'm so honored to have the relationship that I have with them. But when you get kids who are in a public school setting and they're being taught that their parents are silly and ridiculous and all of that, and you get the eye rolls and you get the pushback and the argumentation from your teenagers, it's no wonder you actually engendered that relationship that you're reaping the rewards of that right now. And so I know that parents of older children are really struggling because now the children are home, but there's still the confrontation because the parents haven't reassumed the authority that they abdicated when they first started sending the children to school. And so that's going to take some work. But I want to encourage them, nothing is irreparable. There are opportunities here. And once you understand the problematic nature of what the schools are teaching your children, I urge you to throw out all that's passed before and start fresh and reach out to homeschool communities because we love newcomers. And homeschoolers who have done it for a while will come alongside you and will help you make the transition because there is a big transition between school and education. And what the schools are engaged in is schooling, and what you really want for your child is education.
Yeah, I agree with you. Again, being in it, I see what happens. I see how much we have to be on our toes. Yeah. I'm one of the trustees that goes through the books. And after 10 years of being on this board, I finally got some of the conservative / Christian administrators. They slip me books that they're trying to teach in certain departments. And they'll say, hey, Joe, go to chapter 2, page 3. And so I go and look, and it's totally against our moral values. And if you scream enough, if you make enough noise and you become a pain in the butt like I have, they'll pull the books. They'll stop doing it. But it seems like many, many people have given up the fight. And but here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the Warriors. I want to talk about, I mean, again, you come at it a little differently than I did, but I've been screaming for years, where are our Warriors? Why aren't you fighting for your kids? Why aren't you fighting for your rights? And why aren't you fighting for your basic principles? We'll be back in a few minutes. Sam Sorbo is going nowhere. I've got her locked in the room. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Georgia man is facing multiple murder charges in the shooting spree that killed 8 people in metro Atlanta. Robert Long faces 8 murder charges and 1 count of aggravated assault. He's accused in the Tuesday shooting spree at three Metro Atlanta spas. The Internal Revenue Service says it's postponing the tax deadline by more than a month. The IRS is giving people until May 17th to file their federal income taxes. In a statement, IRS Commissioner Chuck Reddick said that the agency wanted to do everything possible to help taxpayers navigate the unusual circumstances related to the pandemic. He also recommended checking to see if your state has changed its deadline, as not all states use the same filing deadline as the IRS. And D.C. police say they've arrested a man with a rifle and ammunition near the vice president's residence. The Texas man was initially detained by the Secret Service near the Naval Observatory where the vice president's residence is located. Police say they found a rifle and ammunition in his car. The suspect is now facing multiple weapons charges. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We're back at it again. Again, one of my favorite people to have on the show. She has been a champion of protecting your children. There's no other way to put it, because when it comes to education, when it comes to indoctrination, when it comes to dropping your kids off in the gulag for 8 hours a day, she has been one that's been pushing. It's true. Once they get behind those walls, you lose total control. The teachers, the staff, and listen, let me put something out here. Not all teachers, not all staff are terrible people. That's not, you've heard me say it before. There's a lot of teachers that love those kids, right?
We criticize the system. We don't criticize the individuals who make up the system, unless they're really the ones that are Molech worshipers and they're really out. And those people do exist. That's why you have the fights that you have. And people are taking on the fight more and more. And so, and actually that's why I wrote my book, Words for Warriors, because what I want to point out to people is they have hijacked our words. And so the words that we are using, and by the way, the leftists lie all the time. So they will take our words and then use them against us, meaning something else, and it leaves our heads spinning, right? So for instance, the word fascist. Fascism is decidedly left wing, but somehow we've got right wing fascists. Those things don't exist. There is no such thing as a right-wing fascist, because fascists, look, they have the same artwork as the communists. They have the same color scheme, black and red. They have the same tactics, violence. Fascism is left-wing. And then you've got Antifa, right? Anti-fascists. They're the worst fascists of all.
Yep.
So the left, the way that the left has perverted our language is something that we need to address, and we need to start now. And that's why I wrote the book, Words for Warriors. But also, there's a lot of fun to be had. And Donald Trump actually sort of blazed the trail for us in taking the words that the left has used and then using them against the left. And so he started with fake news, if you remember. That was like this whole new thing. The left was actually using it against right-wing news. And Donald Trump took it and used it. And boy, did he he plastered CNN, which is a leftist strategy. He isolated the target. He ridiculed the target. He labeled them because he's big into labels. And it's something that is highly effective. And so with my book, I'm trying to empower people to at least know the words and understand when they're being abused. For instance, the word gaslighting. People ought to know what that is because then they will be able to recognize when it's happening. And it's happening, okay? But I also have the word feargasm in the book. It's the word that follows fascism. Because Ted Nugent coined this term to mean the people who are using fear as a way of cowing you into submission. Stop submitting. Stop it.
You're right. You're 100% right. You know, but Sam, people want to be, you know, nice and understanding, and they don't want to say words that hurt other people. You know, we all should get along, right?
But they have to understand that they're not getting other people. They're fighting an ideology that has killed over 100 million people in the last century. Okay? Yep. This is an ideology of death and destruction. These people believe that you should die. Yep. They digitally assassinated my husband. Facebook just took Kevin Sorbo off. They just took down his page. 550,000 followers disenfranchised. Your votes don't count, you 550,000 people who enjoy Kevin's posts. You don't count. You're just as digitally assassinated, basically, as he is, because you are not allowed to converse with him, just like he's not allowed to converse with you. They are silencing us. That's the other thing that they're using our language to silence us. And why? Okay, let's think about this. What do we say to a young child when that child is so frustrated he's about to hit the other kid, right? We say, no, 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 use your words. Use your words, right? What do we try before we bomb Syria? We always say, well, we'll try diplomacy. What is that? That's conversation. Our words, our arguments are the last ditch effort that we have before violence. But the left loves violence.
Oh, yeah.
The left loves violence. They love the riots that we had over the summer. The only violence they don't like is the violence that they can use to castigate the other side. The left loves violence. That's why they're seeking to silence us. That's why they're not prohibiting speech, and they're changing the nature of our language. They're changing the meanings of our words so that we cannot communicate anymore, because they know that violence will ensue. So here's the thing. If you don't believe in violence, if you want to keep the peace, you better get involved with your words. Because pretty soon the words, sticks and stones, baby, they're going to go to sticks and stones, and then words won't count for nothing.
No, but we're afraid. I'm not, and you're not, obviously, but there's a lot of our people that are afraid to push back. And I always say, look, you don't have to get up in somebody's face. There you go, words for warriors. You got to get Sam's book.
Get my book, become armed with your words, and then use them.
Yeah. But the key words, I'm sorry, I'm having fun with this. Use them. I can't tell you how many conversations they've had with people afterwards. I wanted to tell him, and I stopped and go, well, then why didn't you? Open your mouth. You have the same right to push back on these people as they come up and tell. I have people tell me stuff. I go, I didn't ask you. But let me tell you, since you opened the door, here you go.
Right. By the way, what do you think the masks are? Because the CDC website itself, and if you don't have it there, you can go to my website because I downloaded it. They did a study 10 years ago that proved that cloth masks were inadequate to preventing the spread of viruses. Period. Full stop. 0.02% effective. Okay? That means that's within the margin of error. They are not effective at all. Okay? The masks are simply muzzles to keep you in your place. I do not understand why there are not more people who are lashing out against the masks and refusing to wear them. I go into stores and I don't wear them unless they threaten to throw me out and I really, really need the thing that I'm there to get. But You know, we need some civil disobedience. We need people saying.
Amen.
But I know. I mean, I talk to people who are hard of hearing, and they're put at a great disadvantage because of this lie that somehow the masks help. And now we're going to need two masks and three masks. And by the way, if you get the vaccine, you're going to still need to wear a mask because it doesn't actually protect you somehow.
No.
What?
I went through all the list that Fauci said about this stuff. But listen, come back to the mask for a second. What I've been telling people, you know, think about something. When you're walking down the street, when you're in a store, what have you, a lot of what you do is not verbal. It's facial expression. When you say hi and just smile at somebody. And when it comes to little children, what do they tell you? You get down on one knee, you get down at their level, you smile at them, you smile while you're talking. We can't see each other's facial expressions anymore. We are nothing but a drone walking down the aisle in a supermarket. They have taken a personal touch away from us, haven't they?
The disservice that we are doing to young children right now who are learning for the first time facial mapping. And, you know, people on the spectrum, on the autism spectrum, struggle with identifying facial cues. And what we're doing is we're disenfranchising a whole sort of generation of these young kids. I don't know what they're going to end up with in 5 or 6 years' time because of what we're doing. But not only that, just the Arab countries used to make their slaves, and I think they still do, make their slaves wear masks. Why? Because the muzzle it makes them subservient. That's what it does. It's psychological. I really encourage people. You drive to a drive-thru, and the drive-thru person insists that you wear a mask. Meanwhile, they're putting their hands all over the bag that they're handing you.
I always find that interesting. You're handing them your card, or you're handing them your money, and some places won't take your cash anymore. And I'll tell you what, when I pull up and they won't take the cash, I just leave them with the food. I say, well, that's too bad, and I drive away. Because,
I have half a mind to drive through and order an enormous order if I know that they're going to ask me to wear a mask and then just refuse to wear a mask. The other thing I do is they offer to give me a mask. They say, would you like one? Or may I give you one? May I give you one? Of course. Thank you. Oh, shoot. That one dropped on the floor. I'm so fed up.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. More with Sam Sorbo in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
My guest, you know who she is, right? Sam Sorbo. You've met her a million times before. Look, pay attention, get involved, get informed, and then engage. Don't just sit there sitting on your thumbs doing absolutely nothing. If you just joined me, I've got Sam Sorbo on with me, her book, Words for Warriors. And listen, let's just dive into that for another minute or two. You know, Words for Warriors, what it means to be an American, people have forgotten, and I'm sure you've heard this too, our founding fathers gave it all up. They gave it all up for our freedom. They knew they'd be giving up their lives, their properties, their families, their businesses. They knew going into it. I can't tell you how many people today, and maybe I'm being too hard on people, will say to me, I'd lose my job over that. You know, I wouldn't be able to belong to this club. I wouldn't be able to do this. My kids would be... It's like, are you people for real? You're slowly giving up your freedoms. You're slowly giving up your ability to think for yourself. And the only thing you're worried about is whether you're going to be able to belong to the Starbucks Moms Club in the morning.
So I've gotten tired of people saying to me, wow, you know, you and Kevin have sacrificed so much. And I started to push back on that. We didn't sacrifice. That's why we're standing up, because we won't sacrifice our values, our morals, and we won't sacrifice the truth. You people, the people who won't stand up, you're the ones making a great sacrifice, because you know that you're basically living hypocritically. You say you believe one thing, but your actions show something completely different, sadly. And I'm sad. Those are the, you know, that's harsh. But But it's a war now, and we have to understand it's a war. When you have one party in the United States that says that there is absolutely nothing wrong, in fact, they applaud dismembering babies inside a woman's womb, and they applaud it, they fund it, they fight for the right to do this kind of child sacrifice, it's gone off the rails.
Okay.
This is good versus evil. I don't care what you think about sort of, you know, people, the individuals that belong to either party, but you have it's a very tough way to make a case for anybody who subscribes to the Democrat Party, knowing that their platform says we support Planned Parenthood and we support dismembering babies in the womb, and that their platform is now bona fide was the governor of Virginia, a political person who claimed that it was okay to kill the baby outside the womb.
Yep.
Once that baby was born, then we'd make a decision whether it could, you know, thumbs up or thumbs down. This is Roman times, folks.
Yeah, I think the gloves are off now.
And if you're not in the fight, you're against us.
Yeah. Look, I spent 3.5 minutes laughing on the show last night because the evangelicals for Biden were upset that Joe took all the restrictions off abortions globally. You know, we're funding it globally. We're funding it here. He took the Hyde Amendment out. And they were surprised. These are what true sheep are like, okay? Because they didn't like the way Donald Trump spoke to people. So let's vote for the guy, to your point, that dismembers babies, that's fine with it. And not only that, wants to take your tax money, my tax money, and fund that abortion. That was not what our founding fathers had mind. That is not what I don't mind paying to help fix roads. I don't mind paying for certain things like that. But I'm not paying for you to kill children in or outside the womb, for that matter. And for you evangelicals that really thought that, maybe you need to take an IQ test. Maybe you need to give up your driver's license because you scared the bejesus out of me. And there's a lot of them out there, isn't there?
It seems that way. I just saw a fantastic video that a priest did. Castigating Joe Biden and castigating the members of his parish into basically saying, I want to kick you out. If you support a man who so obviously supports not just abortion, you know, Bill Clinton said, safe, rare, legal, right? And that, or I think it was that, or anyway, safe, rare, and legal. But he didn't. And okay, I don't know what his intentions were, but that's not what the party means today.
No.
That's nowhere near what the party means. And that's what I'm saying is the left has hijacked the Democrat Party. So you got to leave the party or be smeared with that.
Yeah.
And that's an important distinction. So I don't care what else you believe. Here's the thing. This nation was founded on three principles: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
Without life, you got neither of those other two. So if you're siding with the party that doesn't believe in life, I got nothing for you. You're out for my destruction. I ask my doctors now. That's my litmus test for my doctor. Are you pro-life? I want to know. Because if you're not willing to say that you're pro-life, I got nothing for you. I don't want to be seen by you, because how can I trust that you would want to save my life? You might decide one day, maybe not. Thumbs down.
That is my test, not only for that. I have, I've been involved in politics for years, and now my thing is I don't care whether you're school board, I don't care if you're running for dog catcher. If you're not pro-life, if you're not willing to stick up for an innocent life, I'm not helping you. I'm not helping you. I'm not doing anything to lift a finger, nothing. Matter of fact, I'll work against you if I have a pro-life dog catcher that I'm running for office, because, again, it shows me where your character's at.
It really does. And now, that said, you know, there is grace. There is learning.
Yep.
But here's the thing. If you haven't learned that simple thing, maybe you shouldn't be in the public service.
I agree. Sam, I make fun of this, and I feel sorry for people who got hooked on it years and years ago. But when you look at that pack of cigarettes, and it says smoking these things will cause cancer, and you've seen what's happened over the decades, and you shrug your shoulders and you keep smoking, I got to question your ability to think or how badly you're hooked on these things, right? I mean, seriously, with all the real science that we have today and what we know, some of us older folks have seen it happen over lost loved ones to, you know, smoking, lung cancer, that kind of. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but with COVID-19, lung cancer has been cured. I don't think we've had anybody die of lung cancer last year. I'm not sure. I'll have to check the numbers, but
the flu's gone too.
Oh yeah, but great. The seasonal flu, we didn't even have to worry about this. It's just amazing to me, which is why people need to get the book, Words for Warriors, what it means to be an American, and where can they get it?
Oh, so it's available everywhere fine books are sold. If you don't want to go to Amazon, you can go to samsorbo.com and get it there. And I will personalize it if you choose that option at my website. And Barnes & Noble, Amazon, everywhere else. It's been selling really well, actually. It made number one on Amazon, which is pretty cool. So I'm a best-selling author now.
Well, and give it time. After Women's Month, they'll probably pull the book because they don't want to get too crazy, right? I mean, they pulled Clarence Thomas. I mean, you don't stand a chance. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the thing. Like, don't tell them. Don't tell them. I don't know. But anyway, it's doing really well. It's getting great reviews. People are really enjoying it. It's meant to galvanize you in this fight. We are in a fight. If you're sitting on the sidelines, you're part of the problem.
Amen. If you're sitting there and go, gee, I'd love to get involved, but, God, I don't want people to know that I'm on that side. Just go. Just go join the other side. Get a card from them and go.
You know how they let you buy carbon credits? If, like, you're going to take your private jet somewhere, then you can go and buy carbon credits?
Yeah.
I'm good with that, too. If you're like, well, I don't want to lose my job, then create... Create a different ID online and go attack online or go do stuff behind the scenes or work for a candidate for school board that is somebody who will stand for your values. But do get involved. Do get in the fight in some capacity because we need all, it's all hands on deck. It's life or death. This is good versus evil. Sad to say. I wish it were different. I wish it were 1950 again and we hadn't gone through the 60s and we hadn't had the radical left infiltrate so much of what we have in our nation today. But they have. They hate the United States. We have people in office today who seek the destruction of the United States of America. They seek your personal destruction. They disdain the fact that you have any kind of wealth. And I don't mean wealthy. I just mean any kind of wealth. And they're out for blood, frankly.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right on. Okay, very last question for you is those people that have been sitting on the sidelines for so long, and you saw a lot of people ginned up in this last election, do you think what Joe Biden's doing now is really going to light a fire under their butt to get involved, get engaged, and make noise?
Well, I think people are waking up, certainly more so now than ever before. And in that sense, I think Biden has been a little bit of a gift and also has been a gift because he's so off the rails. The entire administration is off the rails and the plans that they have, they're planning so much damage and they're executing so much damage. And by the way, you know, $1.9 trillion will only cost every American $5,000, but you get a $1,900 check. Like, you know, it's absurd.
Well, that's Democrat math. What's the problem?
I think that, right, it's Common Core. I think that that's going to wake people up even more. I'm seeing a great influx into the homeschool community of homeschoolers and parents who are like, wait a minute, this isn't what we, like, that's just one bridge too far. So, frankly, it won't take that many people waking up.
No.
We don't need the majority. We need a very loud minority. That's how to get this done. So, but we do need you, so do join the fight.
Always. All right, samsorbo.com. Buy the book there, and it gets personalized. I like the personalized part.
Yes, buy one for you, one for your friend, and then one for a leftist that you know.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that. They make a great Father's and Mother's Day gift for those people who really can't stand you to begin with. I mean, where can you go wrong, right? So, anyway, Sam, it's a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Keep
Thanks,
up Jim. The good work. Words for Warriors, guys. Pick it up, samsorbo.com.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?